Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we are sipping on a white. We've branched outside of our red comfort zones. We are trying to do somewhat better.
And we are not doing that great, just to give you a heads
not,
up.
Alcohol content-wise, we're not. Sheree, pronounce this one for me. Pronounce the vineyard.
Verdot Blanc.
No, not that part. I could do that.
What, Bordy?
There we go.
Bordy. Are you serious? I thought she was talking about...
We are drinking on a Bordy Vineyards Verdot Blanc. We don't really have too many Verdot Blancs, but
I didn't know what it was. It sounds made up.
I can tell just from looking at this description that I am not gonna like this. Mm-hmm. It says it has an alluring aroma of cantaloupe, pineapple, caramel, and orange. It's a clean, semi-sweet finished.
That is definitely not what I was saying.
This is actually a local wine to us. It is made in Maryland.
Run that back. Say that one more time. What's the hints?
Cantaloupe, pineapple, caramel, and orange.
Mm-mm.
No?
No. No. Mm-mm. I taste stone fruit through and through.
So it's definitely not like that limelight we had that was straight pineapple.
No, it's not straight pineapple. But you hate it.
I feel like I actually do taste the cantaloupe only because I'm not a cantaloupe fan.
You know what? That's what I keep on feeling like. I feel like that's the... So I like cantaloupe, and I like cantaloupe, especially if it's the sweet that I can taste it. Yes.
So this one.
Because for me, I thought it was stone fruit, but no.
I don't know how I feel about this one. Because on the bottle, it is a semi-dry wine. And y'all know I love a good lip pucker in the dry wine.
Is it supposed to be that dry?
It says it's semi-dry. But that's what's... I'll take a semi, you know.
So wait. Semi-dry, if I'm not mistaken, is supposed... I mean, dry is supposed to make you want water, right?
Yes.
It's supposed to dry out your mouth.
Yes.
Okay, so this is doing the exact opposite. As I drink this, my mouth is watering.
Oh, well, then you don't.
Hence why I'm confused.
You're not tasting it as a semi-dry.
Uh-uh.
I don't know, because it does. It's like, it's slightly sweet to me, but yeah, not like overly sweet.
It's not. Okay, there's the pucker. It's that. The pucker is like ahead.
So I think we've decided that the whites that I like are Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
And I think because this is a... Verdot Blanc. I think that's why I can kind of do this one too.
I know what the heck a Verdot Blanc is.
I think that's why I can do this. Because it is in the Blanc family, whatever that means. We've never had a Verdot Blanc before, so.
No. And I'm really trying to figure out.
You're trying to figure out what it means.
Like, I'm trying to figure out where does it, like...
It's in from the French region is what it says.
I know that the reason it's a Verdot Blanc is because it's from, like, this is a specific... This is almost like a Bordeaux or something like that. It's in the regional area that makes it a Verdot Blanc. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, someone needs to tell me where it lands.
So it says it's the grape that it's used. It's a hardy hybrid grape. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what it says. Hmm. Yeah, the grape is used to produce dry and sweet wines.
Hmm.
The sweet dessert wines are very special and often more expensive because grapes remain on the vine until late November. So, it's the type of grape that, which is a white hybrid. It's the result of crossing a vitis. It's result of crossing two grapes, apparently.
Vitis vinifera.
Yep.
And Ugni Blanc.
Yep. It says it's similar to Rieslings.
That's what I said. I saw. I was like, I'm surprised that you like
it. Well, because this one doesn't really taste sweet. Because it says it can be used to produce dry and sweet wines. Rieslings are definitely sweeter wines, but this is a semi-dry wine, and I did pick that on purpose. So
I know you did. I look. So just so you know, like Sasha, this one Sasha picked, and then I went and matched it.
Because I was like, if I have to drink a white, I'm not going to on purpose pick a sweet.
Yes, because this season we are trying to even it up a little bit. So I feel like we're getting ready to be white and rosé heavy to kind of balance out the fact that we've had like 30.
We've had a lot.
30 reds.
But we can't say that this one is Sasha and Shorey approved because it is only, disappointingly, 11.7%.
Which I am like, oh, come on, man.
You know, the more I sip on it, the more actually I don't mind it.
I don't mind it at all. Like, this is something that I could see that this could go on the show.
I would drink this. I would actually.
Yeah, I'm like, this could go on the show. While it's not something that is Sasha and Sheree approved, it is something that would be able to go on my shelf and be like, just for the local. Like, I would drink it for the local. Yeah. Like, what's pulling me is the fact that I know that we could visit Bordy Wine. And
yes, and we can taste it for real, for real.
And I'm just like, at the end of the day, I'm also about local.
Yeah,
we're all about shopping local.
Yes, we are.
As opposed to
even
like,
with our wines.
Yeah. So, and we have a lot of wineries near us.
We do. We have a lot. I've researched a whole bunch, and season 3 goal, guys, we're going to try to get local Maryland, DC, Virginia wines.
Like there's a lot of them. And I mean, that's great, but geez.
Yeah. So we are by the time this episode comes out, it will be the second week of the new year, 2021. We made it, you guys. And so a lot of the times stepping into New Year's, of course, everybody likes to do New Year, New Me. Let's come up with
So can
new
I say
intentions.
That I hate that?
No, New Year, same me.
Yeah, New Year, same me. not even say, like, just carry on. I'm just sorry. That's a trigger. Every time I hear New Year, New Me, I'll be like, really?
It's not stepping into the year.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's
so
not.
You didn't
change overnight. I promise you, no one changes overnight. It's not like the clock struck and all of a sudden you're Cinderella. Midnight did not hit and you ain't turning.
I definitely put that in my IG story on New Year's Eve. I was like, look, we all know that going into 2021, January 1st will not be some magic cure all for this shit year that we've had.
Yep.
But it's still a new year and we all made it. So that's what's important.
Exactly.
Not everyone did.
That's the reason why I decided, I told y'all a couple of episodes ago that I was on my journey of pescatarian. I don't know if what to call it. Flexitarian, pescatarian. I'm cutting out red meat and pork.
But you're still eating chicken.
Well, that's why I said I'm cutting out red meat and pork.
Okay.
Because I still will eat chicken. I will eat turkey, but majority of my food is vegetarian or fish and seafood.
Well, like, before Sheree,
I did that because I was like, you can start a goal any damn time you want.
Before Sheree just jumps into it. So we wanted to do in preparation for our first event this coming weekend, which will be our virtual vision board party. We are excited. You can't buy tickets anymore, but you can buy our vision board workbook. If you haven't done your vision board yet, you can buy a workbook and some affirmation cards on our website.
And no, you can do your vision board anytime during the year.
Yes, you can.
Like three, you can do three a year. It doesn't matter.
You can do one every quarter. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to talk about kind of goals and how we decide on what our goals are, how we decide if we are goal setting people. I will say I did talk about this. I think I talked about it on the Swirl and Sip IG. I used to not really be into goal setting. For as much as a type A person that I am,
which was always so funny when you said that because you have to share what is the book you used?
So I used last year, which is still at my office.
That's why I was like, what happened to that?
Yeah, it's because I went home on a Friday and never went back to work.
You could have gone and got your book.
I could have gone, but I don't want to go back to the office ever again. So
understood.
As I speak into existence that I will never make it back to the office, whenever that becomes permanent, I will go and get all of my stuff that's there. But I used a planner called Cultivate What Matters. And I actually really like that planner because it is very intentional about goal setting and thinking about where you want to be a year from now, where you want to be 5 years from now. And then what I think helps me the most is what do you want to do? What do you want your life to look at when you're 80? what will be important to you when you're 80, and then work backwards. Because I think we get so caught up in, like, in a year, I want to buy a house. In 5 years, I want to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But when you're 80 and you look back on your life, what are those things that will matter to you the most? Because that's what you need to focus on now. So that is what I liked about that book. When I did leave it at work, I ended up getting a passion planner, which is similar in that it's not as detailed in helping you define your goals. Cultivate What Matters is also very religious. The founder of it is very, very Jesus-y. And I do believe in Jesus, but I'm not very Jesus-y. So
I like that she says she's not very Jesus-y. Yes, I in my baby Catholicism is more Catholic than you who were born into it.
That you are. I am not a very religious person. So some of it kind of didn't hit me the right way, just because that's not how I function in life. So the Passion Planner is a more secular planner, if that's what you're looking for. So yeah, I didn't used to be into goal setting. In fact, the first vision board I did was back in 2019 when we had our Girls Wine Night vision board party. Yeah, I always used to think vision boards were kind of dumb.
See, so here's the thing. I never had anything against vision boards. So I've never been a person who uses specific planners.
I think mine was because I didn't like vision boards because aesthetically, I don't like the way that they look.
Oh, you're an organized person. So like the whole collage shit. And me, I am a collage. So me, that's what brings out my artistic side. That's the artsy part of me that I'm like, oh, I can pull this. Oh my gosh. So I've done a few vision boards, like maybe three. I mean, it's not been like every year, but like, I've done maybe one 2015. I don't know. It's been a couple of years that I've done a few, but I've always have been a goal setting. I've never been someone who likes to make New Year's resolutions. I've hated them. I've always hated them. I used to try because everyone was doing it, but then I realized that it just wasn't authentic and genuine to me. What I have learned and done instead has been choosing a word of intention for the year. And instead of using a resolution that are like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, or, you know, buying a gym membership and not using it, but the first week of the year, I always have, for at least the past, for the last 5 years, I think I've chosen a word. And I started, and I know that because I started this at my, I started looking this up when I was at my former job. Like I used to do a whole group on it leading up to the new year. I would like have all my clients choose a word. And
I had a word last year. I think I had a word for the
past year.
We did
a word together, all of us.
I don't remember what my words are. So that will tell you. I think one of my words was love.
My word for 2019 into 20 was energy.
See, I think for
2019 was energy. 2020, and it's only, I know this is because I wrote it down with my goals, was purpose.
Maybe that was my word.
Maybe.
Sounds familiar.
Mine was energy in 2019, purpose in 2020. And this year I have two because.
It's okay.
I know the Virgo and me just, I can't choose between, like, they're connected. You just can't get me to bog down one. One of them is bloom, and one of them is it's courage. Which they're connected, but like when I look at bloom or blossom, bloom is the one that like I knew that was my word
that radiates with you.
Yes, it was just immediate. Like I look, so I don't know how anyone else does this, but so what I've done is I have planners, and I will stick to a planner in certain ways. So I need a planner because I had so many things going on. At one point I had work stuff and we were doing a shit ton. Like when this pandemic hit, like my job went to 1,000 because, well, as a therapist.
Yep.
And we're going through a stressful time. My services were needed. Yep. So we were doing things outside of here. We were doing things outside of work. We were doing things like with my school out here. So I was very busy with like my work schedule. But then we also had the podcast. I also started a yoga certification, which I completed. And then still like regular stuff that also came up. I had like, I was like, I need something to organize my life. I found a planner in Target. So the thing is, that I will find a planner, and like, I found one online that I bought one time that I have yet to fully do. It's kind of like a journaling type thing. I haven't done it. It's like a one word a day, something. Oh, I can't remember. But I go to, so what I do is that I'm the person who will stand in the journal aisle and literally pick up every single one and like flip through it, see which one I like, and then be like, this is the one. Like, I will take my time to do that.
How do you use your word though? Is it just like everything has to connect in some way to that?
It's a centering word. Mm-hmm. So it's a word that is my center. So like when I look up, for example, for energy, and I'll use energy because I remember like how I used energy purpose for some reason. 2020, I cannot remember. Purpose was my word, but it was because I had written down, I actually did a little bit of a different, like I didn't do a vision board. I did my wheel of life, which is financial, looking at every single area of life, where you are, where you want to be, and like making goals under each. So I made like an action plan.
I really but think my 2019.
So how I did my energy, it was, I am looking at if it like, I'm looking at everything in terms of what energizes me, what drives me, what like pulls me. So if it's something that is draining me, then that's not for me. And everything I looked at was, is this empowering me? Is this giving me the energy, or is this pulling my energy? If it's draining my energy, do I need it? If I don't need it, then let it go. And that was like, it's basically like a litmus test. Yeah. Every single thing that I do with my words are what I know I need in the year.
I think my 2020 word was purpose. I'm almost positive it was purpose, because I'm almost sure that the way that I went about it with all facets of my life was, if this does not serve a good purpose in my life, then it is not something that I need. So
purpose was my word because I am a procrastinator. So I know myself very well. I'm a procrastinator. I have a lot of things that I know I need to do, and I will like let it just be until will never come.
Yeah.
So for me, it was being very intentional about what do I want? What things do I want to have happen in my career? What things do I want in my personal life? What things do I want family-wise, in my home, in my financials, in my personal self-care? I even had to add stuff for self-care.
Yep.
And I'm glad I did. Oh my gosh.
That is definitely one of my categories.
I had all these different areas, and I just looked at like, of these areas, how I had like, my Brandon was just like, well, it sounds like you have so many different goals. Like I had health. Like, so I had, I think six areas, or it might've been 6 to 8. I don't know, because it was each category of life that touched on everything. And it was like
the cost of it. What matters is like that too. You end up having like 6 to 8 to 10 goals in those categories. Like each category, you would probably have a goal. And so it helps you figure out what's most important to you. Mm-hmm. Health, like let's take health goals, right?
Yeah.
So your goal is to get healthy, but that's not a goal, right? So
yeah, like how
your goal
is
like, I'm going to, because the purpose of goal setting is to be specific, so that way
smart
you can,
goals. Yeah, or is it smart?
I wasn't, but that's where I was leading to, because you want
I
to
hate
be able.
Smart goals.
But it's very
that's
how
true.
You do
it's
them.
Good for you. Yeah, but I just want you to know, like the only reason I hate is because I've had to do it for my job.
Yeah, doing them for work
year.
Sucks.
For work,
no,
it sucks.
For work sucks.
I'm like, but personal wise, specific.
Yeah, you have to be specific, measurable, actionable. Mm-hmm. I forget what four is.
No, R is specific, measurable, attainable, or actionable, realistic.
Yeah, and then timely.
And time-oriented.
Yeah. And so that's why if you make a goal that's like, I want to get healthy, you are less likely to accomplish said goal. Alternatively, if you make the goal, I want to get healthy by eating less bread or like replacing one meal a day, one bread meal with a different type of meal.
Cook my meals at home 3 times a week.
Yes.
Every week.
Yeah.
Like for me, like that was me. I wasn't going to, like, I was like, I'm going to cook at home 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then another one of my things was, I'm going to find one workout class a month that is like,
or it's
different.
Like one of, I know one of mine's last year was, under self-care, you know, the vague idea of I want to practice more self-care. For me, it was like, I want to read like 50 books this year. Like that did not get close to that at
all. Yeah, me. I had one book a month.
Did I
buy 12 books? I'm sure I have 12 books to read. And oh my Lord, hold on. I have to find a word for it. It was on someone's Instagram. There is an actual word for the affinity for loving and collecting books, but let it, huh? No, no, but letting them sit.
Oh.
It's a specific word.
I think
once I find it, I will yell it out. Don't mind me.
I think that if I had to pick, I don't have a word for 2021 yet, but I think if I had to pick one, the one that comes to me,
the word is Sundoku.
Oh, never heard of it.
Sundoku is the art of buying and letting books pile up without reading them.
That's me.
I have one on my nightstand right now. It's apparently is us. Sorry.
But I think if I had to pick a word for this year, the word that kind of immediately comes to me is abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Because in all facets of my life, working at home has given me the ability to focus not only on my day job, but on my business, on the podcast, on my family, on my marriage. And so in all of those areas, I want to see them grow and I want to be abundant in all of those. So I think if I was going to pick a word, that would probably be what it would be.
So my word.
I like blossom for you, though.
Yeah, blossom. Well, bloom is the actual word that I picked. Yes. Blossom, I had, I'm like,
I've seen in groups, because there is a Cultivate What Matters Facebook group. I'm not in anymore. But people would struggle with their words for exact, like, should it be bloom or should it be blossom?
Blossom. And I was like, is blossom the more correct word? And I said, no, it's bloom. I said it. And like, for me, it's also how words look to me, that like, you know how certain words, you don't see them written
down. Did you put a period after?
Did
you put a period after it?
I did not, but geez, you know what, that's why I put 5 periods in the last statement, just because I'm just gonna start leaving you all confused.
Side note, y'all, I hate the way that Sheree texts me. I hate it.
Apparently,
because Sheree,
Sasha thinks that I be angry.
She does.
Because
Sheree uses punctuation in her text. And
apparently,
not,
I
like,
use aggressive.
I use punctuation as well when I'm typing multiple sentences. But I have asked Sheree multiple questions. Like, I've texted her questions all the time. And her response will either be sure or cool. And it's one word with a period. And I'm always like, yo, is she mad at me? Like, why is she?
She has
like
legitimately,
so...
y'all. She legitimately was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, why? And she's like, you sound angry. And I was like,
what is the period for?
Like, why did you period me? And I'm
and
like,
I am not, don't get twisted, I'm not the person who replaces the letter U for U.
No,
or
like,
put
we,
B
we
and the number four.
But I am a person who legitimately has always just used punctuation. And mostly it's because when I type, if y'all know on phones, when you type 2 space bars, a period shows up. And for me, I'm like, cool, that's fine. Like, it's no, like, that's it. And so sometimes
I will
leave no punctuation.
This past weekend, I texted her and she said, like, she replied 3 times without punctuation. I was like, I'm loving this.
And I was just like,
appreciate
dot, 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 dot. That should make up for it. Jesus, look. Oh, you don't understand. Like, look, I'm a Virgo, okay? I like succinct shit, okay? I like my shit in order.
I just need you to just text me sure and just...
But sure is a statement. That is an end of...
There is text etiquette, though.
It's a statement.
But not texting
with all caps.
Text etiquette says you don't use punctuation unless writing multiple sentences, and you don't type in all caps unless mad.
So nothing about no kind of like text etiquette, okay?
Go look at all of your texts that you begin from your friends and tell me if they be giving you one-word answers with punctuation.
Well, see, the thing is that I just assume that that's just how other people text. Like, I think that you have a preference. Just like some people type K, which is my issue. I promise you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
My issue is always K when you meant okay. And no, you ain't got to spell out okay, but I'm like...
You are not the only one. We've had this conversation where I've received other text conversations that have punctuation. And I'd be like, what? Are they mad?
Like, see, where I'm just like, K. Well, see, that's the one. So for me, K, when you answer like with a K, I don't know what that means.
Mine is, mm-hmm. That's what I do. When I'm done, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get U-H-H-U-H. That's what you, uh-huh.
See, so that's the side note. So
but anyway,
I'd be aggressively texting Sasha. And I'm like, I just am proper. I am very proper. So I am ratchet as hell, but I am proper in my talk. Like, I don't know how to casually text. It doesn't come through. My emails, I am proper in email. I can professionally cuss you out. I can text you and be like, we're going to have periods. We're going to have right, proper, right. Like if I've sent you messages where it was the wrong punctuation and I put the right punctuation afterwards where I was like, that was supposed to be a question. That's a question mark next, you know, that's me.
So back to Bloom
is Bloom. And the reason was like, I was like, so one thing I do with my words is whatever has spoken to me after I sit down and I think, meditate, pray, whatever, I like, think of what the year has brought me. And then I think about what I want the year to bring me. And I pick my word, but then I also look it up. And so I said, why does bloom keep coming up? Because I know that bloom is like a flower. I was like, what the fuck? Why does this keep but?
Because you are.
Thank you, Merriam-Webster. Thank you, Merriam-Webster, because take away all the flower stuff, a flowering state. And I said, hold up. Okay.
You are answering a new season. A state or
time of beauty, freshness, and vigor. Okay. A state or time of high development or achievement. And I said, shit, Jesus. So
it's like you are entering a new stage. It literally, you are going to bloom into something great.
And I knew that that's the reason why that word was the word that it had to be. And I could not pick another word. And the other thing is that I also like go with my first mind. So you know how some people like try to get the right word. And I'm like, no, you're going to find a word. It's going to be yours.
Yeah, that's why I think for me, I'm the same way. Like if there's a word that you keep coming back to, or like typically most of the time, the first word that you think of
that comes to your mind is it. So do you understand the reason why when I heard this definition of the verb of bloom and I said, oh, okay, Lord, I think that you placed this one on mine because it was like to mature into achievement of one's potential.
Yeah.
I was like,
and for me, that's why I think, because I don't look up the definitions of words, because I choose to put my own, what they mean for me into if I pick a word. And that's why for me, when if I had to pick one literally right now, I think I would pick the word abundance, because
I love that.
I want my life to be filled with certain things right now.
Do you know that in my mind, all I keep hearing is increase. You will have increase in your life. I hear like it's only because I've been like involved in church stuff recently. So my, like, there's a song that comes in my head, but increase key is one of them things where they're like, increase. Yes. Increase. You will have increase in your life. Amen. Sha-na-na-na. And I'm like, okay. Yes. But no, I love abundance. I like that. Like when you find your word, and the thing is that, like I said, I don't choose my word to say that, okay, so now what goes along with this? I'm like, no, every single thing that I do, it's a theme. It's almost like, think of it, not an intention, but a theme. An intention is just a theme that you're like, okay, so when I found myself like not doing, so for purpose, last year's 2020s was purpose. And I was like, I had no clue what I meant when I said purpose. I know what purpose means, but I ended up having a yoga scholarship, which is a stepping, which came unexpectedly during a pandemic for free. And now I'm a 200 level, 200 hour yoga teacher, which is the first step that I've always said I wanted to do for my trauma-informed care, my therapy stuff. Like when I say like, that is what I mean. When I was like, okay. You're
stepping into your purpose.
Stepping in, exactly. Yeah. Or when I look and I'm like, I've taken.
What you just said for Bloom is also that you are stepping into your full.
I got my Maryland license. So I got my social work license in Maryland, as well as DC. I've already had my DC one, but I also completed all of the requirements and I'm now licensed in two states as opposed to one. So like me starting private practice and everything that I've like wanted to do in the back of my head that I'm like, eventually one day, maybe kind of, I don't know. That's what I think of.
I think when I started, because like I said, I wasn't really into goal.
What is it that made you kind of switch over?
I think because before I was very much of like, okay, I know what I want to do up in my head. Mm-hmm. And then as life increases, that shit be going away.
It's and easy you agree that writing something down means
for me the action of writing it down and then having something to go back to. You know, I said I was gonna do this. I said like this is something that I wanted to do, because I even have like even in my business right now, like every other Tuesday I have a call with a marketing person that I work with who's mm-hmm. helping me with my business. And we always come away with, okay, these are the things I need to work on before our next call. The simple act of writing stuff down and then having to go back to it, it's like, oh, I have to do this now. Like, I wrote it down. This is what I'm going to do. So I think the action of writing it down, when people say, like, literally putting pen to paper, I think for me it does help to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. What I plan on doing next weekend, I think, I bought some post-it notes, some mm-hmm. different colored post-it notes, and on said wall behind me each color is going to be a different category.
Okay, and this
I'm going to do more for business, but every idea that I have for both my personal business and the podcast, I'm going to write on a post-it note and stick them on the wall.
So powerful though. That's the reason that vision boards, that's the reason for vision boards. So funny enough.
And this was the example I gave. Yes. This was the example before. This is the example I gave for my vision board and why it did help me. I'll give two actually, but the one that really makes the most sense. 2019, when we had our vision board party, one of the things that I put on that vision board was having a waterfront house. The hubs and I had talked about owning a house on the water. We watched HGTV all the time. We knew we wanted to have a house on the water. Was never sure how that was going to happen. It was very much, even putting it on that board, it was very much a dream. I wouldn't even call it a goal at that point when I put it on the board. Like, this was a dream that we had and no clue how we were going to make it happen. Fast forward, September 2020, we now live in a waterfront home. So mm-hmm. that one clearly worked out, because when I put it on that board, I had no idea how that was ever going to manifest itself. The second one that I put on that board was to get healthy. And although I obviously still struggle with the way that I eat, mm-hmm. I think 2020 was the year that I was most active in my life. Like, I consistently kept up with going to my workout class. I consistently kept up with my running. And mind you, so, and this is the thing about, I think, goal setting, vision boarding, goal planning, all of that stuff was stuff that I put on my board for 2019, not 2020. So it was a whole year after.
So that's the thing. A lot of people think that because you put something down on your board, it has to be accomplished in that year. And I'm like, no, it just means that you get a vision. And a vision board to me means exactly that. It's a vision. You don't know when that vision is going to manifest, but the fact that you like spoke that into existence means that when it comes, it will come. It's funny you said that, because I now remember when I did my first vision board. I promise you, the first vision board I did was 2016 into 2017. And how do I remember this? Because I remember it was one of my friend's houses. We did it. And it was like, all right, cool. We got all these little magazines and all that, you know, all the good shit, you know, cute. I put on their family. I put like start a family. I had like, you know, I found a little black baby somewhere in these magazines, but I found a little black family. And I was like, I want to start a family. And I also remember putting take the leap. That was the words that I put on there. Take the leap and like trust in yourself. And like, you can do like all these inspirational, like you got this, you're the, you know, you got this. That next year is when
you got pregnant. Oh, baby.
Well, no. Before that, I got promoted to manager. I became the clinical manager of my job. I, out of nowhere, I didn't want to be a manager. I didn't. But I said, take the leap. I truly was like, take the leap. Yeah, that sounds about right. And accept. It was like this. The theme of mine was accepting was come. Like, you are great. You are awesome. You are. Like, my whole idea was accepting that I am bigger than the limiting beliefs that I hold.
Yeah.
And in that next year, I was told by my boss, after we had our boss left, and they was like, hey, you should do this. And I was like, stop playing with me. No, thank you. I had the same license. I was ready for it, but it was like, no, it's okay. Then that manager didn't work out. And it was like, I really think everybody was like, you would be great at this. And like, I was sitting around, like, everybody around me is like, I don't see how you don't see you're awesome. And I was like,
yeah,
well, fuck. Okay. And turns out that I was like, what if I remember having a conversation with Brandon that same year.
Take the leap.
Exactly. I remember pulling out that revision board and I was like, shit. Because it was like, Brandon said, and he's always been my biggest cheerleader, where he was just like, okay. I was like, but what if I can't do this? I don't understand. Like, what if I'm not? He said, okay, then at least you know you're not made for management. And I said, why do you say that so calmly? Like, that's it. Well, that's true. That's true. He's like, at the very least, you know, you've tried it and you know it's not for you. And I said, and I ended up being a manager for 3 years, like until I moved into this.
On my 2020 goals, one of my 2020 goals was to get a promotion in my day job, which I did. And it took me until July of 2020 to actually get it. I think here's what I will say about goal setting intentions, manifesting shit, however you choose to call it, vision boarding. It's cool to put the stuff on paper, but you have to do the work that comes after it.
And that's a very good point. Like, a lot of, like, the first step is putting it down.
Yes. And I'm very big on, I do believe, I did say, you know, I believe in Jesus and everything like that. But also I'm a big proponent of what we put into the universe is what we get. We speak positive things into the universe, we will get positive things. If we speak, we can speak into existence.
You're a believer of the law of attraction. I learned this during my yoga stuff.
I don't like to put it like that.
Because
I feel like...
Some
Christian pastors have taken that and messed up that message.
Well, I know a lot of people have taken it away, but I do agree with, like, what you're talking about is the essential, a law of attraction. If I speak this into, like, if I'm putting out this positivity and this is what I want for myself, it will come back. Now, we're not saying that it's coming back immediately. Like, it's not like, all right, you got till 12. So, but I mean, if you're saying I am open to whatever opportunities are coming my way.
It works in reverse too. Works.
And if I have all this negativity,
I've said this about my dad. My dad would always say that he would not live to see 50. He always said it, don't say that. My dad died at 49,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if he really wanted to die at 49, but to me, I feel like the universe was like, nah, but you said this.
You said this is what it is.
So the thing, and it's the same thing like negative self-talk. When you put those negative things into the atmosphere about like how you feel about yourself, like you're going to attract the people and the things that present that back to you. That's what I think. And so when you put these things, when you write them down, you put them on a board, you have this vision, these goals, these ideas, intentions for your life. That's cool. But then you actually have to do the work to like get there. So like in 2019, I put on my vision board, own a waterfront home. And then I stalked the Zillow app for like 2 years.
Clearly.
I mean, like that's why I say the law of attraction does, like, that's, I know that it's been hijacked by so many people, and I understand. Like, for me, I don't like cliched type thing. I don't even like saying that I have a word, because that's become so cliched. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. I mean, I know that when I'm talking about it, I know what I mean. And like what you did was, if you want to go spiritual, it's watch as well as pray. So yes, I absolutely have faith that what's for me is for me and everything. But that doesn't mean that I'm just sitting back like, come on, Jesus. Hey, well, and I'm here. But what it means is that like I'm putting myself in position. So for example, financially, I've always said I want to own a home by, and I never put a time frame on that, because I do know that there's a lot more, like, logically. I'm like, yeah, I could say I want a home by this date, but I also know that, like, I want to have a home within the next 5 years is my thing, you know? And what did I end up doing? We ended up getting with, like, our financial person, the person you introduced us to. And I am, we're going to have that goal by next year. If we stay on this path, which we have, we followed this path. I mean, we've had our hiccups in life and everything, but we are still talking with her like, hey, so like, look, this is what life happened with us. But like, we're doing this part. I, for the first time in a long time, have no financial worries. So, for example, with the situation that we've been dealing with recently, there were things that came up and it was like, oh, do we have this? Yeah, we got that. We got way more than that. Like, whatever you need, whatever we got, we have it. That's something that I can't say we had last year. Well, excuse me. This is 2021. Yeah. I can't say I had it in 2019. I forget this is a new year.
Yeah.
But those are the things that for me is progress. For me to say, I feel confident that, like, I didn't know when I was going to get the job that I wanted. The job, I got my job in 2019, but how it happened was me just like, I've seen the job that I have now has been my dream job for 3 years before it was my dream job. I saw it in 2016, but I wasn't ready for it. So
yeah,
you have to be ready. So that's what you're talking about. Like, it's not about just saying I want this and doing nothing. It would not happen if I did not apply. I had to apply for the job. I had to have the experience.
You do have to visualize what you want your life to be like. I do think it's important to put words to paper, put pictures on a board, however you choose to do that. I wholeheartedly believe that what is meant for you will be for you. But you also have to do the work to make it be for you. Like, you have to prepare yourself, because I think what we don't see is that, yes, things will be for us, but they won't be for us until we are ready for them to be for us.
So
in whatever capacity,
so I'm glad you
we have
said
to be
that.
Able to handle them.
No, I'm glad you said that, because that is one of the hardest things about looking at. That's one of the, and we've talked about this in like our past episodes about social media and the picture that's presented. And like, you can see people reaching these goals. Like, for example, Sasha, you getting your waterfront property. And it's like, I had my one home and now I have my dream home. And it's like, I get to see the water every day. And someone would be like, oh my God, why am I cursed? And it's like, no. You put in a lot of work.
Because I'm not
to
even 35 yet.
It's like, yes, it's like you put in a shit ton of work to get that. And it's not to say that that's for you, because that's what you wanted. Like, it's not to say that that's my dream. That's not to say that I can't be proud of what my friends are going through, because we can get caught up in a cycle of, why is this happening for her, or why is this happening for them and not me? You know, I want to expand my family, and one day I will eventually, you know, sheesh, eventually it will happen. But like, that doesn't take away from when I see other people saying like having a baby, and I'm just like, oh, here you are. You don't even deserve it. I do believe that that's another thing of attraction that we don't talk about. Like, if I believe that if you can't take care of what you have, then you will not have more. So like, if I got I could have a shack, a one room little shack. That's my shack though. And as long as I'm doing and appreciating what I have there, I believe that I will be blessed with the abundance of the next thing that I want. Yeah. Like, it's not about me saying, all right, I know. Yeah, this is nice. Okay, cool.
But that's why I also say you have to be ready to receive whatever is for you, because we can want something but not be in the right state financially, mentally, emotionally, physically. Yes. In that if we were to get that thing at that moment, we would not be able, one, either to keep it, to fully enjoy it. It would become a burden in our life. Yeah. And like, because if I would have had this house a year ago before my promotion, I don't know how the fuck we would have been able to afford it. Like, you know, I had to get a promotion.
That was one of those things for him. Like, I mean, if I want to live like this so that I could say I'm living like this. And that's where it goes into attention. There's some people who just want this because they can say, I got a house here. Okay. But are you house poor? Because me, I prefer not to be house poor. So I'll be in my apartment and be able to buy anything that I want in my apartment until I can buy my house. At which point, if I'm moving into my house, I will be also to be able to keep up with the same standard of living or, you know, keep it similar. So you had things that was like, this is the, like you said, you were like, when you spoke to us, you were like, the time is now. And you didn't think the time was now, but you're like, oh shit, I didn't expect this.
Because everything was lining up.
But on that same note, talking about goals.
Like Rich and I, we looked at after we moved here, there was an open house down the street for a house that was on Better Water, $900,000 house. It was smaller. And that house sold instantly. It was sold. They had 8 offers during the open house. They ended up selling for $1.2 million. And Richard and I were like, why did our house sit on the market for almost a year before we bought it? And I've told him, I said, that's because it was our house. Like, that house was there waiting until we got ready to buy it.
It was waiting for you. It was, you weren't waiting for it. It was waiting for you. And I do. And so that's where people say, like, the law of attraction. And I learned. And so the reason that I think about this is, and I'll say that my yoga teacher training taught me a lot of this introspection that I got, which I've already had. I'm a therapist. I know a lot of the blah, blah, blahs, and I won't go into it, but like, it was only when I started doing that and combining it with my yoga training where I was like, yo, there's a lot of work that goes into when you're doing the real yoga training, not just poses. And like, I can bend into a handstand. I can't. You won't see me doing that. But like the work that is done, like living those limbs and doing all of that, that's the work that told me, like, no, what I put out into the world, what am I really like asking? What energy am I seeking? What energy am I receiving? And examining why I feel the way I feel. That's what you're talking about. Why is it? Because it was for you. Mm-hmm. It was for you at that time. And you have it. The house that we want will be for us when we see it. It will be, whether that is a couple of months from now, a year from now, whatever it is, that is for us. Whatever job I want, the everything that I want, every goal. So that is why I pick my intention. I pick my intention because I'm like, at the end of the day, what's going to bring me back to center? What's going to bring me back to, hey, you know, you can procrastinate all day, but what's going to take you back to, like, if I look at the end of 2021, and I look back over everything I've done, did I go towards this goal? Have I worked towards and aligned myself with this word, this theme? And most of the time, since I picked my theme, yes.
Yeah.
Whether it be relationships, friendships, or anything.
So at the very least, if you don't set goals, pick a word.
Pick a word.
Because I do think it helps.
I think it's
write it down. Put it on the mirror.
Write it down and put it up. And put it someplace you will see it, because I think it helps you at the very least go about your decision making, keeping in mind whatever that word means to you and how those decisions will play out with what that word means and how you want your life to be. Like I mentioned, we are having our first virtual event this weekend. It is our virtual vision board party. We aren't selling tickets anymore, but like I said at the very beginning of the episode, you can get our vision board workbook. And at the very least, even if you don't make a vision board with it, it does ask a lot of good questions. And it is a very good kind of goal planning workbook if you're looking for that. So that's available on our website at spoilandsippodcast.com. You can also get some printable affirmation cards on our website as well that are really uplifting, I must say. If you read them, they really, like, they're self-love affirmation cards, so they'll really help you feel like you
can. We're trying to make you feel good in the new year. We had a hard year, man.
So you can get all of that on our website at swirlandsippodcast.com. We want to hear what your goals are for 2021, or if you guys pick words, we would love to hear that. I'm sure you can make sure you leave it in the comments on the conversation that's happening on Instagram right now. We're at @swirlandsippodcast. You can always email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. Make sure that you subscribe, rate, and review our episodes. They're available on all your major podcast platforms like Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all of that good stuff. The rating and reviewing is the part that really, really helps us because it helps other people find us. But we always love you to subscribe so that way new episodes show up and you don't have to do anything but listen to them. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. You can become a part of our Sip Squad and get all sorts of cool stuff like seeing videos of us recording the episodes, listening to our V&L corner where we have more in-depth conversations about the wine that we're drinking, bloopers, behind the scenes, all sorts of fun stuff. First access to tickets for future events that we'll all be having because we are planning on having more events this year.
Yes, we do.
We do have big things in store for Swirl and Sip for 2021. So you can find that, like I said, at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. And as always, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.